Hi, Tim Roy, and you're listening to Warrior Sound. The NBA lost a legend this past weekend with the death of Jerry Sloan. He was the head coach of the Utah Jazz when they went to the NBA Finals in 1997 and 1998, en route to a date in Springfield and the Hall of Fame. Jerry Sloan died from complications due to Parkinson's disease and dementia. He was 78 years old. He spent 23 seasons coaching the Jazz, coaching a pair of Hall of Famers in John Stockton and Karl Malone. He became the first coach to win 1,000 games with the same organization, finishing with 1,221 wins, the fourth most in NBA history. From an interview I did with Jerry Sloan years ago, he said a good deal of his success was that he was coaching two future Hall of Famers who were not afraid to put their hard hats on.
It's a matter of trying to get the right kind of people that want to work. They still have the same problem today as getting players that want to work as we did whenever I first coached in Chicago and try to think about winning basketball games. I think that everybody has that problem where guys, you either get guys that want to work or talk about working. If you get the guys that are going to talk about it, you're not going to have much success. I don't care who you are or what you are trying to accomplish in coaching business. If you get those kind of people, you're not going to have a chance. I've just been blessed with two great players that love to work, and they pass that on to the other people for the most part. Now, as they've gotten older, it's tougher for them to carry a team like they have in the past and push us over the hump when we get in tough games. But they still are very, very competitive. Because their ability to work hard in the offseason, take good care of themselves, and be ready to play again the next day, regardless what happened.
Recently, we were all watching The Last Dance, which chronicled the Chicago Bulls' final championship season in 1998 with Michael Jordan. And it was kind of ironic that Jerry Sloan was coaching Utah, because he's also a legend in Chicago, having played for the Bulls from 1966 through 1976. And his jersey number 4 was the first ever retired by the Chicago Bulls. He was an original Bull, making the All-Star team while playing for the expansion Bulls. Years ago, before a game between the Warriors and the Jazz, Jerry Sloan was nice enough to sit down with yours truly and Jim Barnett. And I asked him to compare the very good Chicago teams that he played on, including his very tough backcourt mate Norm Van Leer, to the Utah Jazz team he was coaching then.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I never had any question about the guys that I played with in Chicago. I thought they played hard every night. I think for the most part, these guys that went to the finals with us here, I thought they played hard every night because to play 82 games and get 12 guys to be focused on it, I thought we had that pretty well. Otherwise, we wouldn't have made it. It's hard to divide the two things up. Coaching and playing is totally different. I always felt like our guys always played hard in Chicago. We just didn't have the talent. There's not one guy on that team will ever be in the Hall of Fame. But this team that I'm coaching will have two of them there. That's where the disappointment comes in from my standpoint is that, did I do my job well enough here as a coach? That's what concerns you all the time because you have to live with that regardless, and that's not always a good feeling.
Tim, you raised an interesting situation because I've always been curious your perspective, Jerry. 25 years ago, your running mate, Norm Van Leer, you both were all NBA first-team defensive performers. Terrific on-the-ball defenders, away from the ball. Do players today have a more difficult time playing man-to-man defenses? And do you think there were better defenders 25, 30 years ago at this level than they are today? Do they play more team defense today?
I think they have to play more team defense, but you're also handicapped a great deal when they put the illegal defensive guidelines in there. It takes away a natural situation for you. You can't play naturally when you're always concerned about am I over this line, am I over that line. I think that's hurt individual or helped defenders a great deal. Individually, I think there's still a lot of guys that are pretty good defenders. And it's like I look at Michael Jordan, I thought he was one of the best defenders I've ever seen play the game. In my opinion, there are other guys that are pretty good defenders when you look at the whole situation because now you got to do it with, you don't have the hand check rule. Can't put your hands on guys. They've had that for a period of time. And when we played, you could just about guide a guy where you wanted him to go if you weren't afraid of getting your ears knocked off if you put your hands on some of them.
In fact, one time, Tim, he probably forgets this, but in a game at Golden State, I boxed him out. I happened to be playing a little small forward at that time. You were too, Jerry. And I guess I got you pretty good because I did everything right, and my hips went right into to you, and you were straight behind me. But you said if I ever did that again, you were going to knock my ears off, and you tried to intimidate me. Now, I was a little afraid, but I stayed away from you the rest of the night. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but I've had people tell me that happened once in a while. I guess I was a little bit crazier than I thought it was.
A final question for you. You've been really gracious to speak with us today, and that is, I know that you go back, and the farm is kind of your other refuge. What does that do in order to balance out your life?
Well, you know, I learned a long time ago, Dick Motta, when I was a player, said you're going to have to figure out some way to get away from a game of basketball because you can't eat and sleep and think it 24 hours a day. I used to go to the stadium in Chicago at 4 o'clock. I'd get there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for a 7 o'clock, 7:30 game, and I sit there and I'm, you know, can't wait for the game to start. And that's a bad thing to have because you had to learn to relax and take your mind away from it. I knew I was, once I got on the floor, I was going to be able to play hard, but I was always afraid of making mistakes. In my mind, I punished myself too much. And Coach Motta said, just get away from the game and to find something that you can relax and think about, reading or whatever, because I was afraid to fail. I didn't want to fail. I wanted to play. I loved playing, and it was really an exciting thing to be a part of a team, you know, to be in the locker room with guys. And I think as I progressed through the years, I was able to go back in the summertime and get away from basketball, even though I did a lot of running and stuff to stay in shape. Didn't have the workout regime that guys have today, but I did an awful lot of running, long distance running to stay in shape. And then the farm, it's just always been something I wanted to do because I grew up on a farm.
Best of luck, and thanks for the chat.
All right, thank you all. Good luck to you all.
Jerry Sloan's career as a player was cut short because of a knee injury. And though he stood only 6'5", he remains the only player in league history with career averages of at least 7 rebounds and 2 steals. Jerry Sloan became a Hall of Famer in 2009. I'm Tim Roy, and this is Warrior Sound.